Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This month marks 46 years since the infamous decision from the United States Supreme Court in Roe v. Wade on January 22, 1973. This month, we're going to be memorializing that particular moment and raising the attention of individuals around America and the world to stand for the unborn and to reverse this shedding of innocent blood. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Peggy Kneeneighbor, the vice president of Faith and Liberty, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Peggy, this month with the Ministry of Faith and Liberty, certainly Liberty Counsel and many others in Washington, D.C. and around the country, are going to be raising the attention of what happened 46 years ago and praying for mothers, families, fathers, and especially the unborn, past and future, who have ultimately or will ultimately be victims of abortion. And what we're doing in Washington, D.C., tell us about what's happening today. This is Thursday, and then tomorrow, which is the National March for Life.
Well, to bring awareness, there's a lot of activities on the Hill, and it's not just for Hill staff or those of us that are on Capitol Hill. It brings people from all across the United States to participate in pro-life activities, everything from meetings to lunches to training periods to education seminars. But there is a huge march that is put on by the March for Life. And the beginning of that day, Faith and Liberty, along with other ministries, will have a memorial that morning. From 8:30 to 10:30, we have what's called the National Prayer Service.
That's tomorrow morning, right?
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so
yes.
You know, I'm really interested. You shared with me privately, but I want you to tell everyone the history of that National Prayer Service. I think that's very poignant.
Mm-hmm. Now, the name of it is very long, and it's the National Memorial for the Preborn and Their Mothers and Fathers. We're praying for those that were aborted, but we're also praying for the mothers and fathers, for those that maybe had made that decision years ago or are considering making that decision now. This is to pray for them for their decisions then and now, and for the babies that never saw the light of day. That memorial was started 25 years ago. Babies, when they're aborted, a lot of people don't know. Sometimes they're just thrown in a trash can, a dumpster out back. They're disposed of in many different ways, which it breaks my heart every time. Yes. I say that. But those babies, some of them were found in a dumpster, and several people got together and thought, oh my gosh, these poor babies put into a dumpster. Most people, just about everybody that passes away, has a funeral. Right. But those babies didn't even get a chance of life or a funeral with just a lack of respect. And so the memorial came about to give a funeral for those babies that were aborted, those babies that never had a chance to life in that respect, to have their life, their God-given life. And so that memorial started 25 years ago. It first started out very small and then moved to Capitol Hill. It was held in one of the Senate buildings, the Senate Heart Building, and the room at the very top floor, which now holds Bible studies. The room was so packed with people that you couldn't actually even get off the elevator and get down to the hallway to get into that room. It just Wow. got massive over time. And thus, we moved it over to the U.S. Capitol inside of there. Back then, the rules and procedures in the U.S. Capitol were not as favored as they are now. We couldn't take book bags in. You couldn't take food in. There were a lot of rules. We couldn't even hand out brochures, pamphlets. We could not have a memorial service. We couldn't have any singing. We couldn't have anything that reflected or looked like a church service. Now, when we had this, we had people that would actually stand outside for 3 hours watching book bags that were outside. Wow. Inside, we came up with other different ways that we could actually hand out the program. However, every time we started to sing, the threats of being arrested is what they told me would happen. And so after a couple of years, we felt like we were not getting the true memorial that we needed for those preborn. And we moved it over to what's called DAR, Constitution Hall. That's Daughters of the Revolution's Constitution Hall. That is a very majestic hall. Every sitting president, Trump has not probably had a chance to be there yet, has been in that particular venue for a concert or some type of a program, awards program. And that hall, what's the really neat thing about it, is across the street from the White House. If you walk out the front door, you're looking at the South Lawn of the White House, and you can see the White House to the left of you.
Wow.
And if we sing loud enough and praise loud enough, somebody over at the White House is going to hear us.
Now, Peggy, did you actually have like little caskets in the service?
We did not. We went in different forms. What we did is sometimes there were speakers that had a woman that had had an abortion that gave her feelings and how she felt about it. We gave awards away to those that didn't make that decision and went on. So there were just different ways they did it. Originally, they may have the very first time. They may have little caskets, but they don't now because they want this to be more joyful and in a different form. They want us to praise life. They want us to say that God gave us life, and that's what we should be joyful about.
So that'll be tomorrow morning, and that will be at 8:30?
8:30 to 10:30. And if you're a clergy, let us know.
It's in the DAR?
DAR, Constitution Hall.
Daughters of the American Revolution, right across from the White House, 8:30 to 10:30.
And anyone's welcome.
You were saying that anybody can come, but also clergy can contact Faith and Liberty. Mm-hmm. And also, and that contact can be at the faithandlibertydc.org website.
Yes.
Or you can go to the Faith and Liberty Facebook or contact Faith and Liberty at 202-737-1776. And if you're clergy and you want to participate, contact us at Faith and Liberty. And we'll try to make it available for everyone there. So you can certainly come and participate, be a part of that event. And then that is followed by...
Oh, don't forget our client, Sandra Merritt, will be speaking there too.
That's right, Sandra Merritt. We represent Sandra Merritt at Liberty Council. And Sandra Merritt, as you know, those who follow this program, Sandra Merritt is the woman who was one of two people, along with David DeLayden, who did the undercover video investigation of Planned Parenthood that revealed they were harvesting baby body parts and providing them for sale to other companies who were then in turn selling them for huge profits. And of course, we represent her, still do. Planned Parenthood filed suit against her, a multi-million-dollar suit, claiming that this video ultimately was something that caused them financial harm, losing taxpayer dollars. And then also the attorney general that began with Senator Kamala Harris, who was the attorney general and followed up by the current attorney general, filed 15 criminal complaints against the two. And so we're defending them against the criminal complaints and also against the massive Planned Parenthood lawsuit.
So can't wait to hear
she will be speaking
say,
and pray for that case. That case, by the way, is really coming full force this year, and our attorneys are going to have to spend weeks in California. It's going to be a massive investment of time and money and resources. And so pray for Liberty Council as we defend Sandra Merritt, and thank you for people like Sandra.
Oh, yeah.
But she'll be speaking there at that National Prayer Service tomorrow, 8:30 to 10:30, so
you'll want to... I can't wait to hear what she has to say.
And we'll be broadcasting some of this as much as we can live on Facebook as well.
And what a lot of people don't realize, and will probably ask, it's non-denominational. So we have clergy of all different denominations. We don't gear it to just one thing. We want everyone to come, and we want all clergies to participate in this. So if you're a clergy and are interested or even have questions, make sure you call our number. And if it's anybody, bring your children. We have children that come for the day, and we have people from across the United States.
So the number for Faith and Liberty is 202-737-1776. 1776. Mm-hmm. 202-737-1776. And you can also go to faithandlibertydc.org website or Faith and Liberty at Facebook. If you want to participate, we certainly welcome you. Pray for this event, whether you can be there or not. For more information, you can always visit our website, lc.org, Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Remember to pray for Liberty Council and support Liberty Council financially with your prayers and your support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.